In the headlines, some members of the National Commission for the Promotion of Bilingualism and Multiculturalism today begin a tour of some air and sea ports across Cameroon to evaluate the effective use of English and French. Out of the country, Joe Biden and Donald Trump have been rehearsing and have been on campaign trails ahead of their first 2024 CNN-hosted debate this Thursday. Those are the headlines. Now the news in full. Members of the National Commission for the Promotion of Bilingualism and Multiculturalism will today begin a tour of international airports and seaports in the country to assess the effective practice of bilingualism, according to a press release signed by the president of the commission, Peter Mafani Musonge. The one-week exercise will take the members to the Yaounde Simelen, Douala and Garoua International Airports, as well as the Douala, Kribi and Limbe Seaport. Alban Jembonde highlights the essence of the field trips in the following report.
Like in all countries across the world, Cameroon's air and sea ports are windows through the nation, places by excellence where first impressions are made, which enjoy high affluence and interaction. The effective use of English and French is thus important for Cameroon, a country that is reputed as bilingual, but whose citizens do not always master nor use the two official languages. The members of the National Commission for the Promotion of Bilingualism and Multiculturalism go to Cameroon's international airports of Douala, Garoua and Yaounde Simelen and the autonomous ports of Douala, Kribi and Limbe to check and evaluate the effective use of Cameroon's two official languages in line with the decree of December 24, 2019, enacting the law on the promotion of Cameroon's two official languages, a policy option of the state at the impulse of President Paul Biya, which must be respected to keep the identity of the nation and encourage the spirit of living together. The airport and seaport officials will also be reminded on the use of both languages in same measure. This is the latest of similar field trips which have taken the members of the Musonge Commission to military training schools and centers, hospitals, diplomatic missions abroad, ministries, as well as public and private business entities to gather their views on how best the culture of bilingualism could be enhanced and remind them that the use of the two official languages in Cameroon is not an option, but rather an obligation and in the best interest of all.
Albert Njie Monde there. The Minister of the Economy, Planning and Regional Development, Alamin Usman May, will from 3:30 p.m. in Yaounde hold talks with Canada's High Commissioner to Cameroon, Lorraine Anderson. This will be during an audience to be granted the Canadian diplomat by Minister Alamin Usman May in his cabinet today. The Minister of Youth Affairs and Civic Education, Monuna Futso, will from 3 p.m. in Yaounde today preside over the handing over ceremony of funds to the 2023 batch of beneficiaries of the Youth Entrepreneurship Promotion Program. The event to take place at the Multipurpose Youth Empowerment Center in Mimboman falls in line with activities organized by government in partnership with the International Organization of La Francophonie through the Conference of Ministers of Youth and Sports of Francophone Countries, CONFEGES. Minister Monuna Futso will also open a national training program for the trainers and supervisors of the Youth Entrepreneurship Promotion Program. A symposium on the ecological impact of forest certification opens this Monday in Yaounde. The event to bring together forestry experts will take place at the Jigga Palace Hotel from 10 a.m. Elsewhere on the news, the plight of Cameroonian widows and the need for society to support the rights of widows have been reviewed by the government and civil society advocates on the occasion of World Widow Day observed across the globe yesterday. The event was pegged on the theme accelerating the achievement of gender equality. In the following excerpt of an interview granted to George Kelong on CRTV's flagship program, Cameroon Calling yesterday, the Minister of Women's Empowerment and the family, Marie-Thérèse Benaondwa, had the following message for widows in Cameroon. Take a listen.
The widow should know that life has not ended because her husband died. She has cried. She's going to cry until she dies herself. She has the obligation now to be the father and the mother. And she should not just cross her hands and continue to cry. She should fend for herself. She should try to create wealth. She can create wealth with very little. Life has changed and they just have to readjust. Get into legalized associations. When you share your grief, you know that you are not abandoned, you are not alone. You can even go there and find someone who is suffering more than you are, and you will be of support to that person. Where she can have a door open to assist her, she should go and knock on that door. And she should get to know her rights. And I'm asking our collaborators in the field to vulgarize all the documents that the ministry is producing. There is a lot of ignorance of what government has done. When they have legal problems, the Association of Female Jurists is giving them free legal assistance. That's the message I can have for them. They are not alone. Life has not ended. They can continue to cry the lost loved one, but they have the obligation to continue to take care of the family. And I think many of them can be happy when they see that the husband died 20 years ago. They managed to raise children who were maybe 2 years old to become big. And some of them who were maybe 10 years old are now working, and she did it because she had the will to do it. The state is protecting them, so they should know their rights. No one should come and abuse them.
Out of Cameroon, Cameroonian pilgrims in Saudi Arabia have expressed their profound gratitude to President Paul Biya for his financial and material assistance, which has greatly contributed to the success of their pilgrimage. They sounded the note of gratitude during the visit of or a visit to their hotels by Cameroon's ambassador to Saudi Arabia, Iya Tijani. Gonige Shwaibushari tells us more in this report.
The visit comes at a time when the Cameroonian pilgrims have come to the end of their hajj and are now poised to return to their country. Ambassador Iya Tijani is the head of the Cameroon official hajj delegation to Saudi Arabia.
Our objective is to know how well pilgrim has made the hajj between Mina, Arafat, Muzdalifa, Mina, and Mecca.
It was also an opportunity to inquire about the difficulties encountered so as to better plan for the future. The few challenges notwithstanding, this year's hajj is said to be one of the most successful, thanks largely to what the ambassador has described as the high sense of discipline of the pilgrims and their guides. The pilgrims, for their part, have attributed the success story to the magnanimity of President Paul Biya towards them. Saidu Musa, who is the SDO of Boyo, and Suila Aruna explain.
Nobody has any major challenge. Following the gift of His Excellency President Paul Biya, the subvention, ambulance.
The President has assistantly facilitated our hajj because he supported us with food money. We were able to eat well in the Holy Land.
The SDO has not also forgotten where he is coming from.
We took the opportunity, we working from the northwest and southeast, to pray Allah so that we get long-lasting solution to our crisis.
The pilgrims have also thanked the head of the National Hajj Commission, Minister Paul Atanganji, for his untiring commitment to respond to their needs and preoccupations. Osmaila Tuku, Goninge Swaibunshare, CRTV News, Mecca.
We stay news out of the country. Joe Biden and Donald Trump both spent the weekend sharpening their lines in preparation for their first 2024 televised debate in different ways. Mr. Biden spent his time hunkered down with aides at the Camp David presidential retreat, engaging in mock debate, while Donald Trump was on a campaign trail where he publicly workshopped attack lines and tactics. Thursday's CNN-hosted debate will mark the third time, though the first in the election cycle, that the Democrat and Republican candidates face off on stage. They ran against each other in 2020 and debated twice that year. And in sports, Clovis Kamsong Abosolo is the winner of the 2024 National Cycling Championship. He covered the 158 kilometers distance from Nomayos to Ngomenzab and back to Nomayos in 3 hours, 42 minutes and 52 seconds. In the female category, Mariol Kenye from the Renaissance Cycling Club in Bafoussam won the competition for the fourth time. She covered a distance of 82 kilometers in 2 hours, 40 minutes. Meanwhile, Didier Mova, also from the Renaissance Cycling Club, won in the junior category. That's the end of the 6:30 a.m. news brought to you by me, Patience Wingo. Thanks.